Hi, my name's Alan Fetterman, and I'm going to give you a brief tour of a program called NASA Whirlwind. Starting off in Africa, and we're going to zoom in to an area . One of the things you notice is as we zoom in, it pulls in data. Let's go to this area over here, a volcanic area, triangular shaped. It's called the AFAR triangle. And if we zoom in, we'll see some volcanoes and some calderas. So I'm zooming in on a caldera. One of the things I can do is measure. I can put a measuring stick if I freeze the damn thing. Tools, measure. I get 10 kilometers for that caldera size. That's interesting. What else can I do? Well, I can go to another planet. Let's say Mars. And while Mars loads up, I know Mars has volcanoes. How do the craters on Mars, the calderas on Mars, differ from the ones on Earth? So, here's a volcano. Let's zoom in on it. That's Olympus Mons. It's a fairly big caldera. How big is it? Wow, 80 kilometers, quite a bit bigger. Why is that? With Whirlwind, you actually can examine questions like that. While it's fun to go to the Earth, it's also fun to look at the Moon. One of the recent missions that have been proposed for the Moon is an Explorer-class mission by Ames Research Center to examine the South Pole of the Moon. Now, why would we want to look at the South Pole of the Moon? Well, one of the things we can see is hard to get to the South Pole of the Moon. We don't have very good data. But we also have different data sets. We can look at the shaded relief data set of the Moon, which gives us a better idea of what the relief is, and also fill in some of the data because it's based on gravity survey. What we can see is if we manipulate the Moon, there are some very deep craters at the South Pole. Matter of fact, they're so deep that we believe sunlight never goes into them. And because of that, we believe ice, water ice, might be in the bottom of those deep craters. So this has been a little demonstration of how we can use Worldwind to do both planetary comparative geology and also use it as a explanation for why missions are possible. But we can also use it to go back to planet Earth. And I'll just do one demonstration on when I go back to Earth, and that's environmental. We've talked a lot recently, global warming, deforestation, but with really good data, it's possible to actually see the deforestation of the Amazon going on even as we speak. So at one time, the Amazon was pristine rainforest, but as we look and zoom into some areas of Brazil, we can see huge tracts of the forest are gone. And it's nice and square because that's where it's been, the forest has been removed, and farms, cattle ranches have been put in. So this is Alan Fetterman, a brief demonstration of Worldwind. It's interesting. The data is going out onto the internet, and I don't have the best internet connection. I'm just doing this in my garage. I have a DSL $15 a month connection, and let's see if I can find where Worldwind was made, which is NASA Ames. Let's zoom in. There's Moffett Field. Now, one of the things I can do is get a different data set that has higher resolution. So we can zoom in to Moffett Field, Old Hangar 1. So this program has, we don't have a elevation map for Moffett, but we do have an elevation map for the surrounding area. So we actually can see that those are mountains. This is where the Hayward Fault comes in. Let's examine the data set. Thank you.